providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV. Welcome to Community Comment. We are powered by Daily Dodge, and we're just about to jump into the action here. But first, wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And so, talking about more of what's going on at Professional Floor Covering, let their team help you design a shower that you can unwind and relax in. From color and material choice to size and arrangement, there are a lot of design choices that need to be made before beginning the remodeling process. Head over to Professional Floor Covering and let them take care of you so you can take care of your space. And now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you, Jake. Our guest today on community comment is State Representative Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie. We're going to be talking about everything from his tariff tax transparency bill to the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, I should say, gun safety in Wisconsin. Good morning to Representative Heisel. Thanks for joining Community Comment.
Hey, Terry. Great to be here again. Hope you've been well.
I have been well. I hope you have been too. You've been busy, I see. You are just yesterday introduced a bill aimed at what you call the Tariff Tax Transparency Act, and I'll let you explain what that is.
Sure. Yeah, Terry, thanks. Really excited to introduce the legislation yesterday. There's a really simple concept behind this bill, which is every American taxpayer, every Wisconsinite specifically, in this instance, has a right to know what and how much tax they're paying. And the Tariff Tax Transparency Act empowers consumers to know, to answer that question. We've got an unprecedented level of tariffs flowing from Washington, D.C. From all these different goods that people purchase in their daily lives. And it's actually the highest tariff rate we've had in this country since 1933, if you can believe that. Those tariffs are going on to they're being incorporated in the cost of goods people buy, but they don't know it. They don't know for sure if the price of, for example, something they're buying at the grocery store or maybe back to school supplies are going up. They have no way of knowing whether that increase is because of a tariff. So what this bill would do is large retailers only, and these are companies like Amazon and Target, would list on their receipts and invoices, it would say, this is the price of the item, this is the sales tax, this is any tariff cost that has been assessed to this item. So when the consumer bought it, they would know what they were paying for. It's really just that simple.
What's the risk of happening if that kind of explicitity isn't made on labels or price tags?
What's the risk?
Well, yeah, what I'm getting at is that in this time of rising prices, especially when inflation was much higher, there was a lot of talk about greedflation, about how retailers and manufacturers were taking advantage of legitimate reasons why prices were getting high, supply chain problems and whatnot during the pandemic. And then prices just got left high. Even after conditions changed. And now we have these tariffs, which are also driving the prices higher. And it would seem that consumers would benefit from a detailed breakdown of, you know, what is going where when they swipe their card.
Yeah, I mean, Terry, you raise a really good point, which is we didn't know exactly why prices were going up. And consumers, need information to make rational decisions that are good for them and their families. They need information. And what I've witnessed and what I've observed since I've been elected last fall is I'm starting to see that in our government, we have a way of taxing people that is increasingly being hidden from them. And there's a lot of ways I can point to, or a lot of examples I can point to. Like a really big one is in 2009 in the state of Wisconsin, they disconnected how much of taxpayer money was going back to local school districts. They disconnected it from inflation. So the amount stayed the same year after year. So we pay our income taxes to the state. Suddenly the state says, hey, no more inflationary increases on what we pay per pupil to your school for state aid. Well, what does that do? That creates a hidden tax, which you don't see the state doing it. It's really the state's fault. But what happens is your local school district has to go to referendum because they're getting less, $3,300 less per student than if they would if the inflation rate had been kept in place. So these kinds of hidden taxes, people feel them, and it's really upsetting. And like, I feel my job is to bring transparency to our tax system. And right now, we are seeing an unprecedented federal taxation on consumer goods that, like, I've never seen it in my lifetime, frankly. And people have a right to know if they're paying these extra taxes or not, plain and simple.
According to the information that your office gave me, this bill would be subject to large retailers in particular. I guess, what constitutes a large retailer?
Well, that's a really good question, too, because what's large, what's small? You have to have a line somewhere. We decided that $3 million annually in sales the previous year in the state of Wisconsin would qualify you as an entity that would be able to comply with this requirement. Looking at, like, for example, in Amazon, they were going to do this on their own. It was floated in May of this year that they were going to disclose tariff costs on any item purchased by a consumer. They were threatened by those in D.C., and they dropped the idea. We know they can do it. There's actually news stories of companies that are already doing this voluntarily because they want to make sure their customers know they're, as a company, not lining their pockets, but they're being taxed. They're being taxed at a new rate, at a new level, and they're having to pass it on to the consumer. According to Goldman Sachs, financial services firm that we've all heard of, they're expecting the average household in the United States to pay an extra $2,400 this year alone in tax, indirectly through these tariffs. So people really need to know what they're paying for, because like you said, there was a time when prices went up during the pandemic, and who knew? I mean, instead of calling greedflation, they're calling it sneakflation now.
Very good. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel. We are going to take a break here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the contest page at dailydodge.com.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
The Market at Beaver Dam is your one-stop shop for grilling and chilling this weekend. Grandpa's marinated chicken breasts are buy one, get one free. His famous pork brats are just $2.99 a pound for the family packs. Pair them with Granny's fresh baked buns, brat, hot dog, or hamburger, only $2.99 a package. Sweet corn is straight from Hoekstra's Market, and it is $5 a dozen. Don't miss Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizzas, buy one, get one free. Stock up on select Pepsi products, 4 for $12. Shop and save with The Market at Beaver Dam.
Chad at Air Care in Beaver Dam says he's got an air conditioner for your home that sips electricity and saves you money. And who doesn't want to save money? The electricity sipping carrier air conditioner, along with the gas sipping carrier furnace, will save you money during the warm weather. It works together with a thermostat that communicates with the air conditioner and the blower on your furnace, telling them exactly when to sip the least amount of energy needed to keep you comfortable. Every piece of equipment is designed to work together, giving you control of your indoor comfort. Let AirCare provide you with quiet, efficient cooling and dehumidification all summer long. You can also take control of your system from anywhere with their smartphone app, providing peace of mind while you're away from home. AirCare is a factory authorized carrier dealer. Visit aircareinc.com or call them at 920-356-8860. AirCare, committed to your comfort for over 40 years. Reliability you can count on.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Because life is better with the freedom to move.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel about legislation and other matters being debated and discussed in Madison. If you'd like to join the conversation, I forgot to give you the phone numbers. If you'd like to call or text us, 920-887-9595, or you can call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. Andrew, we're all still processing the awful events that happened in the Twin Cities yesterday, and that maybe segues into what we want to talk about next, and that is some legislation on gun safety.
Yes, that was terrible yesterday. I could not believe it. You just think you sort of. In between these events, which have become all too common, you almost forget about it for a second, and then one of these events happened. I mean, in 2023 alone, we had, this is the fifth shooting this year in a K-12 school, and in 2023, firearms are the leading cause of death of children under the age of 18. And it's just the idea that the most innocent among us would be the victims of these incidents is just, you can't put words into it. I called my cousins who live with their young families in Minneapolis, and I called them and, you know, we spoke, and they don't know what, they just can't believe their kids have to like understand this stuff at age 10, 8, and even 5 years old. They just, when we were kids, they said, you just never thought about getting killed going to school. And it's so terrible. And I just, you know, every time it happens, it's like, it's such a gut punch. And, you know, as a policymaker, I want to do everything I can to talk about this issue and also work with whoever will listen to try to do things to make it safer for our children, for everybody in our state.
You are one of a group of lawmakers that introduced some bills in June called the Safe Summer Bill Package. Tell us a little bit more about the bills in that package and how you think they may help a situation like this.
There's no, you know, single answer to any of this, but I think what we can do is really focus if you have individual, you know, if you have people who are purchasing firearms legally, they're law-abiding citizens, they have background checks performed, that's not the risk necessarily. The risk are these other things that I support, these policy changes that I support addressing. One is something like an extreme risk protection, which would allow a family member, a mother, maybe their son or daughter is posing a risk to somebody they believe reasonably is posing a risk to themselves or somebody else. That would be a mechanism where that individual, if they had a firearm, that would be a way for law enforcement to take that firearm from them before they killed somebody else. That's something that makes sense. Think about in this instance in Minnesota, this person at age 23 essentially had given many signs of being a threat to himself and to others, and that was something that, you know, could have been maybe potentially. You can never predict what could have happened, but it's something that it definitely is an important tool we need to have. We need to require background checks, because who has anything to fear from that except somebody who, you know, somebody with a criminal past, somebody who maybe has been convicted of some sort of a crime that would be an issue, a safety threat. Reinstating a 40-hour waiting period so people either who want to harm themselves or somebody else have a chance to cool down, maybe get some help. And finally, we should prohibit ghost weapons or weapons that aren't traceable. That just supports illegal arms sales. And those are the kind of things I'm talking about. They don't target law-abiding citizens. They target those people that would use guns to hurt and kill other people. And that was part of that package, the Safe Summer package that you just mentioned.
Your party's in the minority. It would seem an uphill push to get these bills through the process.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if we were in the majority, these bills could pass. We could have background checks, just checking people to make sure before they purchase a weapon, making sure that we don't have, you know, ghost guns, you know, that are being sold to, you know, criminals to be used in crimes. We would be advancing these bills, you know, and who knows what the future holds. But in the meantime, we advance these policies. We give Wisconsin citizens a good, clear picture of what we do if they ever decide to, you know, put us into a position where we can make these things happen. This is what we'll do.
Just this week, there was another bit of legislation that was introduced by Democrats. This one would ban concealed carry weapons on college and university campuses. This seems pretty targeted. I'm guessing there is a good reason for that, and I was hoping that you could talk to us a bit about this new bit of legislation.
Sure. That was Senator Royce, my colleague here in Madison, is the lead author on that bill. And as my understanding, it's pretty new legislation, is that there is currently a prohibition on open carry on these campuses. And this would just bring the concealed carry to the same standard, which is if you're going to ban open carry, why wouldn't you ban concealed carry? That's my understanding.
Very good. Yeah. Again, and it happened you know, we don't like to talk about it, but it's just a fact. It was introduced the same day as the shooting at the Minneapolis Catholic school. Two children killed, several other people injured. And, you know, is this a case of, you know, how many times does this have to happen? And I guess, is it just, you know, you doing your job to introduce these bills, even though, you know, their outlooks, you know, may not be all that successful?
Listen, we have to fight the good fight, and we have to fight it no matter what. And if we don't win in the short run, you don't give up. You just keep doing what's right and believe that one day that will come to pass. That's what drives us. That's what drives me and my Democratic colleagues. It's why we keep advancing bills, even though the majority won't even give them a hearing in committees, because we know it's the right thing to do, and we believe in doing what's right, and believe that one day we'll be successful.
It wasn't an authentic threat, but there was a hoax threat at UW-Madison this week, and I guess it just goes to show how close we come at times to these things happening in our backyard. In fact, we had a mass shooting at a K-12 school near Madison, and also, you know, we've had some infamous cases in Wisconsin.
We have, and I've actually met with a constituent who attends that school, and she told me that she would love to see metal detectors in the school, just because it would make everybody feel safer. It would be like a common sense thing that would help protect kids and protect teachers. And yeah, why do kids have to come to me with these ideas? You know, why can't we as adults make their places of education, places of worship, safer? And the answer is we can. And if you say, well, there's no one single fix, I would say that is not an excuse for inaction, period.
You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel today. We need to take a break here for the news, but we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday at 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments. Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in 6. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With 14 children still hospitalized and the families of two others now planning funerals in Minnesota, people who live near Annunciation Catholic School and church are still shaken up by what happened. Patrick Scallon held hands with one of the injured girls after a gunman opened fire in the church.
I know they'll be grieving for a while, but this place, they'll come back, and it'll be great, but it'll take a little time. And I just feel bad for the healing process that has to take place, but it's going to come back.
The shooter firing into the church's stained glass windows and taking their own life afterwards. Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve governor who President Trump claimed to have fired over alleged mortgage fraud, has just filed the lawsuit she threatening against the president over the move. The suit filed in D.C. District Court names Chairman Jerome Powell and the Board of Governors as defendants. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Two state prisons in Dodge County are getting new leadership. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says Brad Milogic is leaving Waupun Correctional, but he's not going far. He'll be the next warden at Fox Lake Correctional. Meanwhile, Kenya Mason will be the new warden at Waupun Correctional. Her most recent job was deputy warden at Racine Correctional. Both start their new jobs on September 8th. Governor Evers is formally requesting a presidential disaster declaration after severe storms and flooding in southeast Wisconsin. Historic rain and flooding swept families out of their homes and did a lot of damage on August 9th and 10th. The final decision is up to President Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Wisconsin today. The White House says Vance is visiting a steel fabrication facility in La Crosse to promote President Trump's tax cuts and their impact on working families and businesses. Area Democratic leaders plan to organize protests. The former dean of students at Sun Prairie West High School is indicted on federal child pornography charges after a hearing yesterday. Robert Gilkey Meisegeiger faces up to 40 years in prison. He's due back in court on Tuesday to face state charges. A couple of Dodge County communities are getting money from the state for infrastructure. Clyman is getting $1 million to improve its water system. Iron Ridge and Lamira will get $1 million each for street and utility improvements. 21 communities in Wisconsin are splitting $18 million. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Highs around 71 today under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight lows dip down to about 47. Slight chance of rain showers, tomorrow high of 70. Partly cloudy Saturday with a high of 72. 75 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Sharon needed legal help. She needed Gruber Law Offices.
When I think about Gruber Law Office, I think about how they took care of me, how they make sure that you get what you're supposed to get. Gruber Law Office. One call, that's all. I will always, always trust One Call, that's all.
Injured? Call Gruber Law Offices today. One call, that's all.
They are the best. I'm very happy.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our Labor Day sale is going on right now. We've got Sealy Posturepedic mattresses starting as little as $299. Our Safa Park queen-size Sealy Posturepedic mattress is as little as $499. Or grab the pillow top version at $599. Save up to $800 on purple mattresses and power bases. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster's. Check out our amazing no interest for up to 72 months. Apply in just moments. Our Labor Day sale is going strong. Shop local and save big.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, and we are brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. They believe everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also, save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. And now, without further ado, we will jump back into more community comment here. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back to Community Comment. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel about legislation and other discussions and debates and initiatives happening that affect us back in the district. If you would have a question or a comment for the representative, you can join the conversation. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595, or call us at the studio at 885-4446. We wrapped up the state budget process a couple of months ago, but there was something not put in the budget, and that was funding for the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. And without that, without the funding, the program is set to end in June of next year. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, in case you may not know, is used to purchase land, build trails, and maintain parks and boating facilities and take care of shorelines in Wisconsin. So was the Representative Heisel, was the money left out or taken out of the state budget?
Now, so Governor Evers proposed. So currently, the program was created in 1989. It's named after the Democratic Governor Gaylord Nelson and the Republican Governor Warren Knowles. It's been in effect since 1989. Currently, at a rate of $33 million a year, Governor Evers proposed increasing it to $100 million a year, and that was struck by the Republicans and the Joint Finance Committee to zero. And as you said, this will go away if we don't do something about it. So my colleagues and I have introduced legislation that would be a middle point of $72 million a year for 6 years. And it's another reason we're introducing this legislation because of what was cut from the budget. And it's another reason, because this was cut from the budget, that I voted against the budget in July.
If this money was removed from the budget, what makes you optimistic that this bill could pass?
Historically, Republicans and Democrats have agreed that conservation is a good thing. We all enjoy and benefit from our lakes, our streams, our parks. We have hunters, fishers. We have people that like hiking. It's really, really important that this issue be taken outside of the normal back and forth partisan battle and something that we can agree on that we should do together. And I think that's why I have some hope that it's possible we might be able to get some Republican support for this. I mean, it's named after a Republican governor, for goodness sake.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there any land in the district that has benefited from this program?
Yeah, we have in Sun Prairie. We have land that has been, that's benefited. You know, we have a lot of wetlands. And I believe these areas have benefited from the program over the years. The city of Sun Prairie is just assuming control of a local park. That this is something that they are very proud of because it's something that the residents value highly. They're going to utilize it. It's a great thing about Sun Prairie, actually, specifically, is they have a large number of parks. And again, like the science shows that spending time outdoors in nature really helps your well-being. It helps you de-stress. It helps you disconnect and relax. It's a really gratifying thing. It brings families together. Think about, like, in your childhood, some of the most memorable moments involve camping with your parents or with your siblings or with other kids, maybe at a sleepover camp. These are the things that we need to continue to invest in and protect here in Wisconsin for kids today, for adults today, and for future generations.
Not to mention the fact that, the outdoors is an economic driver in Wisconsin. It's a big tourism draw. It's the reason why people come from other states to Wisconsin. It's the reason why hunting and fishing are not only important to the state, but also to businesses that, benefit from those activities.
Absolutely. It's an economic driver. It's something that like generates a revenue for the states. And again, the reason it's an economic driver is because it is something that is really valuable. We have a valuable resource in Wisconsin. Our outdoor spaces, our lakes, our streams, our parks, the forests, the woods. We need to recognize this is not a partisan issue. And I'm really grateful that my colleagues I'm really excited that we put this forward. We didn't really waste any time. The budget was passed in July. The money wasn't there, and we're introducing this in August.
Yeah, you mentioned bipartisan support. This bill was, in fact, authored by a number of Republicans.
And I think that, again, that's a good sign. That's a good sign that maybe we can get something done here.
Very good. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel about all things happening at the state capitol that affect us here in the district. If you would like to join the conversation, you can call 920-887-9595 or you can call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. Pivoting just a little bit, Andrew, the vice president is in Wisconsin today, and he's going to be talking, he's going to be making his case for why the big, beautiful bill is helping Wisconsin working families and manufacturers. At the same time, Governor Evers, he's touring the entire state talking about, making his case for why that same bit of legislation is hurting Wisconsin. And, you know, I guess what are some of your thoughts as the debate focuses on Wisconsin today?
That just goes to show that Wisconsin's an important state. We're full of a lot of people that are civically engaged, and that we're a swing state. And so it really people come to speak to us and make their pitch. I would just say that I find it like hard to believe that anybody would think that the big, beautiful bill would be good for consumers or taxpayers in Wisconsin, with the exception of a very small subset of the wealthy. It undermines it adds to the deficit an incredible amount that is going to put Medicare, Medicaid, and programs that people count on for their health care and retirement at risk. And simultaneously, they're not going to talk about their tariffs. They're not going to talk about all the taxes that people are paying. Right now, 18.6%, according to, again, this is the Yale Economy Lab, 18.6% of tariffs are being borne by consumers right now. And I bet you that's not part of J.D. Vance's talking point.
We're talking to State Representative Andrew Heisel, and we are on 95.3 WBEV. This is Community Comment, powered by Daily Dodge. Time for another break, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
You've seen him on the bag. Now follow him online. It's Lofi, Country Heart's mascot. And not only is he a cute little slice, he adds a bit of fun to Fridays. Follow Lofi on Facebook for free bread Fridays. Each week, his posts may include a kid-friendly coloring page, a fun bit of trivia, or one of his famous dad jokes. Jokes may be stale, but his bread is always fresh. Just like his post each week for a chance to win a coupon for a free Country Heart product. Join the party with Country Heart and Lofi on Facebook.com/Country Heart Breads. Because when the bread is free, the fun rises.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our Labor Day sale is going on right now. We've got Sealy Posturepedic mattresses starting as little as $299. Our Safa Park queen-size Sealy Posturepedic mattress is as little as $499. Or grab the pillow top version at $599. Save up to $800 on purple mattresses and power bases. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses with Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster's. Check out our amazing no interest for up to 72 months. Apply in just moments. Our Labor Day sale is going strong. Shop local and save big.
Hello, I'm with Dr. Anna from Preferred Dental Partners in Horicon and Beaver Dam. I'm curious, what makes you smile as a dentist?
Helping people with TMJ problems has been a passion of mine since it has been something I've dealt with my whole life. We take a comprehensive approach with treatment, including Botox injections for muscle pain, splints to protect the joints at night, and treating the bite with an adjustment or Invisalign. Seeing someone finally get relief from TMJ pain definitely makes me smile.
If you've been struggling with TMJ problems, call Preferred Dental Partners today.
On top of the world or bouncing back, there's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with recommended screenings and annual visits, or simply connect on your overall well-being. And if you find yourself in need of care quickly, we often offer same-day appointment options. Marshfield Clinic. Enjoy life with confidence. Explore appointment options today at marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's 95.3 WBEV. Welcome to Community Comment. And we are powered by Daily Dodge. For the last segment today, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking with State Representative Andrew Heisel. If you have a question or a comment, there's still time to join the program. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. So in the life of a representative in the summertime, it's a lot of committee hearings, floor sessions take a break for a few months, and a lot of getting out in the community, a lot of parades and festivals. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And in Sun Prairie, Corn Fest is a big deal, and I had an opportunity to march in the parade, but even more fun was I got to help serve the hot corn for, did a shift, a 4-hour shift of that. And it reminded me of my days when I was in college. I waited tables at Denny's in the summer, and you just would be on your feet and just going straight for 4 or 5 hours at a time. And it just really brought me back to those days. And I was like, wow, it really, you appreciate the work that people do in these different industries where they work really hard when they're doing manual labor, farmers, they're on their feet, they're doing the service industry, and you just, it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again next year.
It also gives you an opportunity to talk with your constituents, maybe in a little more informal way. What sorts of things are people bending your ear about as you go out and about this summer? You're doing doors, too, this summer as well.
Yeah, Terry, I am. So, just to say, like, when I was serving the hot corn, the only thing people said to me was, can you put a couple more ears in my box, in the box? That was the extent of the conversation. But, yeah, I've been knocking legislative doors. I've been focusing on some of the more rural areas of the district up in Bristol. And just it takes a little longer because you kind of have to walk or drive in between houses. But I've been running into a lot of people and hearing firsthand what's on their mind. I've also been handing out surveys with my cards. So when somebody's not home or even when they're home, I give them a card that's got a little survey and they can fill it out, tell me what issues are important to them. It's a really good way to get a sense of where people are at. And yeah, some of the issues, healthcare, it's a really big issue. Affordability, access, I think people have heard about. The budget passed in Washington, D.C., and they're concerned. They're concerned about cuts coming to healthcare coverage. There's just people who have private insurance, but their co-insurance rates, their deductibles, out-of-pocket maximums, just all these, like, technical terms for how much more they have to pay just to see a doctor. I remember on our last show, Terry, woman called in, she mentioned her daughter was going into the OBGYN, had to bring a check for $2,000 or some really large amount of money because the deductible was so high on her policy. And I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that from people over and over and over. And I am doing everything I can to make the case that we need to start taking some serious action on this. And I did mention, I think, last time we met, mentioning that this teacher insurance bill, trying to find ways to reduce the costs for school employees for health insurance, save the taxpayer money, and also provide better quality insurance by pooling all school employees into one statewide pool. But there's so many other things we have to look at around healthcare, and I am just hearing that you can't ignore it. If you're going to knock doors and meet with people in my district, it doesn't matter if you're in Dodge. Doesn't matter if you're Dodge County. It doesn't matter if you're Madison. I'm hearing healthcare is a real, real top priority.
There was urgency to pass the state budget at the end of June, beginning of July, because in an attempt to mitigate or delay some of the effects that the big, beautiful bill would have on Medicaid. Do we see any evidence that that effort is paying off, in fact?
I mean, that was essentially a policy change that could have been dealt with any time before the budget. But instead, the legislative Republicans said, we're going to connect it to the budget. And it was sort of like trying to put pressure on us to approve their budget. And, you know, it worked. I mean, the budget passed. But at the end of the day, like, I don't anticipate that while more money is going to be going to hospitals through that policy change, I don't anticipate we're going to see any widespread relief for consumers of healthcare.
You know, you talk about, you know, people having a hard time with the costs, that example of the woman who had to bring the check with her to the OBGYN. It's kind of confusing on the surface to a lot of folks. You know, it would have seemed that with the passage of the Affordable Care Act that was supposed to get rid of a lot of these problems. Why does the high cost persist all these years later?
I mean, it's a really complex issue and I think that is one of the reasons why, and, you know, inertia or the lack of any movement on it is like resulting in part because it is so complicated. The Affordable Care Act went very far to helping provide affordable health care coverage. It was not without flaws. However, the subsidies for it have been terminated by the Trump administration. So you're going to see these plans costing so much more. And, like, why would you do that to people? Like, why would you do to people who are working really hard to pay their bills, make their health care more expensive? Why would you do that? These are the kind of things that at some point, as voters, we need to understand that, like, the people that are elected, when they do these things, they need to be sent a strong message that it's not okay. Because, again, government's about helping the people. It's not about helping special interests or helping rich donors or whatever's driving these weird policy priorities of making healthcare more expensive. It just really gets me upset when I talk to people, a senior citizen in their home, and they're legitimately worried about how they're going to pay for their healthcare. They shouldn't have to feel that way after working and being a, you know, law-abiding citizen their whole life. They shouldn't have to feel that way. So I just really gets me going. Sorry, Terry.
No, it's quite all right. We've covered a lot of ground over the course of the hour today. I was wondering, is there any other legislation or discussions coming up that are of particular interest to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to be rolling out as a Democratic caucus a large number of bills in a number of different areas. And again, you know, the chances of these bills passing are probably not really great in the short run, but they're an opportunity for, you know, the citizens, the residents of Wisconsin, voters to see what we would do if we do win majorities. And that's why we do this work. We do this work so people know where we stand. We do this work to get these policies on the record and to advocate for them. And so, yeah, again, you're going to see stuff around, you know, helping workers, fully funding education. This one bill that I'm really excited about because it's part of my tax transparency push, like this tax transparency bill. It's another bill which would show local taxpayers on their property tax bill how much of their money that's from the state, money that they paid to the state that's come back for education, is going to charter schools in Milwaukee and Racine. It would show up and say, of your local property tax dollars, you're going to have to spend this much more because your money is going to private charter schools in another city. Again, people deserve the right to know how much tax they're paying and what taxes they're paying. And I'm sick of, like, all these hidden taxes. It's just not right.
Just a couple of minutes left in the show. I guess, are there any opportunities for people listening to interact with you in the days and weeks to come?
Well, if some random guy shows up in a suit or whatever knocking on your door, it might be me, just FYI. Happy to talk to you. That's why I'm there. If you ever want to reach out to me, I meet with constituents all the time. I've sponsored, and I'm working on a piece of legislation actually right now, bipartisan piece of legislation with Scott Krug up from Wisconsin Rapids that would allow people in HOAs to display signs. You know, they could be limited in size and also time frame. But if you own your own home, you should be able to put up a sign for a school board candidate. And right now there's some HOAs that actually prohibit that. So just this real small, simple thing, but a constituent came to me and she said, hey, I want to be able to display my local school board candidate, a sign for 3 weeks, and my HOA won't let me. And so I think that's an example of like a constituent reaching out to me and then me taking action on it. So if people have ideas, they want to reach out, they want to talk to me, I would love to meet with them. I'd love to see what we could learn about the issue and see if there's something we could do.
State Representative Andrew Heisel, we spent an hour well spent talking to you about all matters. We hope you'll join us again in about a month.
Absolutely, Terry. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.